For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. It's the second week run of the Kalamazoo Civic Theater's production of Lost Boy Found in Whole Foods. Retired WMUK General Manager Gordon Bolar has this review.
Staged in the round at the Parish Theater, Lost Boy Found in Whole Foods attempts to tell the story of a refugee's escape from a bloody African Civil War and how he adapts to life in the U.S. It's not an easy story to tell on stage, nor is it an easy one to warm up to for an audience, particularly without the proper context. As the title suggests, its Sudanese subject, Gabriel, is befriended by a white single mother, Christine, in a Pittsburgh grocery store. Gabriel accepts a dinner invitation, help with homework, and a room. After that, the script shows promise of comedic situations built around cultural misunderstandings, parental conflicts with a teenage daughter, and Christine's quest for a successful cause after a recently failed marriage. One wants to see at least one of these possibilities fleshed out. Instead, playwright Tammy Ryan decides to make this an issue play. As we learn more about Gabriel's past and difficulties, the questions begin to mount. What are we to do with recently landed refugees? What is the role of one who wants to help? Where should our sympathies lie in this nest of issues? Whose story is it? Then there's the larger question necessary to propel the play forward. What is at stake for these characters? Unfortunately, the playwright's answers to these questions are as muddy as the brown waters of Africa's crocodile-infested Gilo River that Gabriel crossed while fleeing his homeland. Director Kevin Dodd's crisply staged production is at its best when dealing with the domestic situations and conflicts squarely in front of us. Sheena Foster as Christine and Emily Lancaster as Alex deliver a believable and entertaining mother-daughter relationship. Foster displays a tender side but also backbone as she stands up to those who question her well-intentioned crusade. One of these is the resourceful and fiery director of a refugee assistance center played by Carmen Dyson Thomas. Marcus Becek as Gabriel delivers a credible Sudanese accent and is appealing in upbeat exchanges with Christine. The play is less effective in tying up its many loose ends and in describing activities occurring offstage. An example is the narrative of a late-night back-alley shooting of a person whom Christine holds dear. Though greatly disturbed by this report, Christine settles for an incomplete explanation of the whereabouts of the body. The audience must settle for a random act of violence instead of consequences resulting from a character's decision. Equally puzzling is the sudden and unmotivated soliloquy delivered by Alonzo Christopher Julian as Gabriel's Sudanese friend, Panther, who brandishes a pistol and reveals his days as a boy soldier. Although heavy with dramatic importance, this flashback is a confusing ending to Act One and sends false messages. Despite the script's shortcomings, Madeline Schnorr's set design, composed of large piles of brown paper grocery bags, is a visual standout. It evokes refugee camp squalor and the surplus of food in America. Lighting and a subtly crafted sound design by Anne Marie Miller also contribute to a production which has a lot to offer, despite a storyline that leaves a lot to be desired. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.
You can see Lost Boy Found in Whole Foods at the Parish Theater in Kalamazoo through April 22nd. For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.